Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
My friends, life has so many ways to surprise us, doesn't it? Just when we think we've got it all figured out, we're hit with a challenge that knocks us off our feet. Maybe it's a sudden financial setback that leaves us scrambling to make ends meet. Perhaps it's a health issue that turns our world upside down, forcing us to confront our mortality. Or maybe it's a relationship that starts to unravel, leaving us feeling broken and alone. And let's not forget those moments when we look in the mirror and wonder what on earth we're doing with our lives, feeling like we're drifting aimlessly without purpose or direction. In these moments, it's easy for worry to creep in like a stealthy thief, stealing away our peace of mind and filling our hearts with doubt and fear. We start to question ourselves, our abilities, and even God's goodness. We wonder if we'll ever make it through the storm, or if we're destined to drown in our own despair. But here's the thing. Challenges are a natural part of life. They're the refining fires that shape us into who we're meant to be. They stretch us. They push us out of our comfort zones. And yes, they can be downright painful at times. But they also have the power to reveal our true strength and resilience. So instead of viewing challenges as obstacles to be avoided at all costs, let's embrace them as opportunities for growth and transformation. Let's face them head on, knowing that we serve a God who is bigger than any problem we could ever face. He's not intimidated by our struggles. In fact, he specializes in turning them into stepping stones towards our destiny. So the next time life throws a curveball your way, don't let worry steal your joy. Instead, stand firm in the knowledge that God is with you every step of the way. Now, let's talk about perspective. You know, that magical lens through which we view the world around us. It's easy to get caught up in the nitty, gritty details of our problems, isn't it? When life throws us a curveball, our natural instinct is to zoom in on the problem at hand, analyzing every little detail and worrying ourselves sick about how we're going to overcome it. But what if I told you there's a better way? What if, instead of fixating on the problem, we chose to zoom out and take in the bigger picture? Because here's the truth, my friends. Perspective is everything. It has the power to change how we see our circumstances and, more importantly, how we respond to them. So yes, your situation might feel overwhelming right now. Maybe you're facing financial struggles, health issues, or relationship problems. But here's the beautiful part. You serve a God who specializes in turning brokenness into beauty, ashes into abundance. Think about it for a moment. Throughout history, God has been in the business of redemption. He's taken the most hopeless situations and turned them into stories of triumph and victory. From the Israelites crossing the Red Sea to Jesus turning water into wine, the Bible is filled with examples of God's miraculous power at work. So why should your situation be any different? Why should you be the exception to God's rule of redemption? The truth is, you're not. You're a beloved child of God, and He delights in turning your messes into masterpieces. So the next time you're tempted to wallow in despair, I want you to remember this. Your current situation is not the end of the story. It's just a chapter in the grand adventure of your life. And God is the author who's writing your story with love and purpose. My friends, let's talk about trust. It's a big word. It's easy to throw around when things are going well, but when life gets tough, trust can feel like a fleeting dream slipping through our fingers.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Like grains of sand. But here's the thing. In order to stop worrying and start trusting, we need to remind ourselves of who God is. So let's take a moment to reflect on His character. First and foremost, God is not some distant, aloof deity who sits idly by while we struggle. No, He is loving, compassionate, and intimately involved in every aspect of our lives. He's not just the guy who created the universe and then took a step back to watch it all unfold. No, He's the God who knelt down in the dirt and breathed life into our very beings. He's the God who wept with Mary and Martha at the tomb of Lazarus. He's the God who knows the number of hairs on your head and the thoughts in your heart. But don't just take my word for it. Let's look at the evidence. Remember the story of Moses and the Red Sea? God didn't just part the waters and say, "Good luck, Moses. Hope you make it to the other side." No, He led His people through on dry ground, with walls of water towering on either side. And when the Israelites faced hunger in the wilderness, did God abandon them? No, He rained down manna from heaven to sustain them. And what about Jesus? He didn't just heal the sick and raise the dead to show off His power. No, He did it because He loves us, because He cares about our suffering, because He longs to bring restoration and wholeness to our brokenness. So when you find yourself drowning in worry and doubt, I want you to remember this. The same God who parted the Red Sea, healed the sick, and raised the dead is the same God who is at work in your life right now. He hasn't forgotten about you. He hasn't abandoned you. He's right there beside you, ready to lead you through the storms of life. My friends, let's talk now about promises. We live in a world where promises are often broken, where words are cheap and commitments are fleeting. But there's one source of promises that we can always count on: the Word of God. In times of uncertainty, it's easy to forget the promises God has spoken over our lives. We get so caught up in the chaos and confusion of our circumstances that we lose sight of the truth that anchors our souls. But here's the thing. God's word stands firm and true, even when everything else around us is shaking. So let's take a moment to dig into the treasure trove of promises that God has given us. Promises of hope, of peace, of provision, of protection. Promises that remind us of who God is and what He's capable of. For example, in Isaiah 41:10, God promises, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." What a powerful reminder that we are never alone. That God is always with us, holding us up with His mighty hand. And then there's Jeremiah 29:11, which says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." This verse reminds us that God has a purpose and a plan for our lives, even when we can't see it or understand it. So my challenge to you today is this: take hold of God's promises like a lifeline. Write them down, meditate on them, declare them out loud over your life. Let them sink deep into your soul, filling you with peace and assurance, knowing that God is faithful to fulfill every word he has spoken. Beloved friends, let's have a heart-to-heart about fear. It's that sneaky little voice in the back of our minds that whispers lies of doubt and insecurity. It's the force that keeps us stuck in a never-ending cycle of worry and anxiety, robbing us of our peace and joy. But here's the thing, my friends. Fear is not of God. As followers of Christ, we're called to live in freedom, not fear. We're called to walk boldly in the confidence of God's love and provision, knowing that he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. So how do we break free from the grip of fear? It starts with recognizing that fear is a choice. It's a choice to believe the lies of the enemy rather than the truth of God's word. It's a choice to focus on our circumstances rather than on the promises of God. But here's the good news. We have the power to choose faith over fear. We have the power to take every anxious thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. We have the power to let go of fear and embrace the abundant life that God has called us to live. So today, I want to challenge you to let go of the fear that's been holding you back. Let go of the fear of failure, the fear of rejection, the fear of the unknown. Instead, choose to walk boldly in the confidence of God's love and provision when fear comes knocking at your door. Remind yourself of who you are and whose you are. You are a child of the Most High God, loved and cherished beyond measure. And no matter what you may face in this life, nothing can separate you from his love. So, stand tall, my friends, and refuse to be held captive by fear any longer. Step out in faith, knowing that God goes before you, behind you, and beside you every step of the way, and watch as he leads you into a life of freedom, joy, and abundance beyond your wildest dreams. My dear friends, let's talk about faith. It's a word we often hear thrown around in religious circles, but what does it really mean? At its core, faith is the antidote to worry. It's the unwavering belief that God is who he says he is, and that he will do what he has promised to do. I know, trusting in something we can't see or touch can be a bit daunting. It's easy to let doubt creep in and cloud our vision, especially when we're faced with challenges and uncertainties. But that's precisely when faith becomes most important. You see, faith isn't about having all the answers or being able to see the end from the beginning. It's about trusting in the character of God, even when circumstances seem bleak. It's about believing that he is working all things together for our good, even when we can't see it or understand it. Think about it like this. When you board a plane, you're putting your faith in the pilot to safely navigate you to your destination, even though you can't see the path ahead. In the same way, when we choose to walk by faith, we're putting our trust in God to guide us through life's twists and turns, even when the road ahead seems uncertain. So instead of allowing doubt to paralyze you, choose to walk by faith. Choose to trust that God is who he says he is, that he loves you with an everlasting love, and that he is working all things together for your good. And when the storms of life rage around you, hold on to that faith like a lifeline. Remind yourself of the countless times God has come through for you in the past, and watch as he proves himself faithful once again, guiding you through the darkness into the light. So my friends, let's talk about rest. In a world that's constantly on the go, where hustle and bustle seem to be the name of the game, finding rest can feel like an elusive dream. But here's the truth. Rest isn't just a luxury, it's a necessity, especially in the midst of life's chaos. God knows this better than anyone. That's why he invites us to come to him, weary and burdened, and promises to give us rest for our souls. He's not interested in adding more items to our to-do lists or piling on more stress. No, he longs to give us the gift of true rest, the kind that refreshes our spirits and renews our strength. So how do we tap into this rest? It starts by carving out moments in our day to be still before God. It means setting aside the distractions and the noise, and simply being present with him. It means opening our hearts to his presence and allowing his peace to wash over us like a gentle wave. I know what you're thinking, but I don't have time to rest. There are too many demands on my plate. Trust me, I get it. But here's the thing. Rest isn't about the quantity of time. It's about the quality of time. Even just a few minutes spent in God's presence can make all the difference in the world. So whether it's in the early hours of the morning before the chaos of the day begins, or in the quiet moments before bed, make it a priority to spend time resting in God's presence. Allow his peace to fill you, his love to surround you, and his strength to renew you for the journey ahead. And watch as you emerge from those moments of rest with a renewed sense of purpose and clarity, ready to face whatever challenges may come your way. Because when we rest in God's presence, we tap into a source of strength that is beyond our own, a source that sustains us through the storms of life and carries us safely to the other side. My dear friends, as we come to the end of our time together, I want to leave you with one final thought. Trust the process. I know it's tempting to get discouraged when it feels like nothing is changing in your situation. It's easy to let worry consume you and doubt cloud your vision. But here's the truth. Even when it seems like God is silent, he is still at work behind the scenes, orchestrating his perfect plan for your life. So, instead of allowing worry to consume you, choose to trust in his plan and his timing. Remember, God's ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. He sees the bigger picture, the grand tapestry of your life that he's weaving together with love and purpose. And here's another thing to remember. God is faithful. He has never failed you in the past, and he won't start now. He is with you in the midst of your struggles, guiding you, sustaining you, and strengthening you for the journey ahead. So keep your eyes fixed on him, my friends. Keep pressing forward in faith, knowing that the best is yet to come. Your current situation is not the end of the story. It's just a chapter in the grand adventure of your life. So hold on to hope, cling to faith, and trust in the God who is working all things together for your good. And before you know it, you'll emerge from this season stronger, wiser, and more resilient than you ever thought possible. So go forth with confidence, my friends, knowing that God is with you every step of the way. And remember, the best is yet to come.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.